Tom Rowe with a WGXC news update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Debbie Mayer in the Columbia paper reports that in December, Germantown Hose Company No. 1 elected Michael Lawson to another term as chief, but only by one vote, 17-16, against Richard Jennings Sr., the highway superintendent for Germantown. But the district's five commissioners refused to approve the election of Lawson this week. First Assistant Chief Douglas Pearson and Second Assistant Chief James Maruniak. Quote, "There's always been a personal rub, hard feelings between Mike and certain commissioners," unquote. Michael Mortensen, fire company member and Germantown councilman, told the Columbia paper. Quote, "There have been problems with approving Mike in the past, and this year the commissioners decided to take it all the way," unquote. Two of the fire commissioners, Patrick Ebling and Dennis Crawford, work for Jennings in the Germantown Highway Department, and Morton says considers that a conflict of interest. The other commissioners are Christopher Mullins, a corrections officer, Hugh McLean, who works for the Postal Service, and former town supervisor Roy Brown, who chairs the commissioners' board. Others in the story complained the board went into executive session before making the decision. Crawford and Brown were at the company's regular meeting December 7th, and Brown said that the vote was unanimous, one commissioner abstained, and that documentation exists to explain the board's decision but could not be shared at this time. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Two Columbia County brownfield sites are among 13 municipally owned locations across the state that will receive $8.4 million in New York Works II funding to clean up and remediate the site's redevelopment, State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martins announced on Friday, January 9th. The former Hetling property site in Claremont gets $616,738, and the Foster refrigeration site in Hudson gets $427,000. The sites are part of the state's Environmental Restoration Program, or ERP. Quote, "The cleanup and restoration of brownfield properties such as these are critical to safeguarding public health, protecting the environment, and developing community assets that energize the economy and quality of life," unquote, DEC Commissioner Joe Martin said in a press release. The funding announced today is made possible by Governor Cuomo and the legislature, who have championed the ERP program through New York Works funding as a central part of the state budget. Municipalities and DEC will enter into agreements, so DEC will undertake the remediation work directly, with the municipality paying 10% of the project costs. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.